Praised be Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Providentially, our days of priestly spiritual retreat conclude with the celebration of an heroic shepherd of the flock, Saint Ambrose, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. In the life of Saint Ambrose, the words of our Lord about the Good Shepherd, after his own heart, were brought to life in a manner which can only be attributed to the work of divine grace, that is, the work of Christ, the head and good shepherd of the flock, in every time and place. In a particular way, St. Ambrose manifests for us two essential aspects of the good shepherd's all-loving and unceasing care of the flock. First of all, he was devoted to the study of the truths of the faith, understanding that only the truth revealed to us in the Holy Scriptures and in the living tradition of the Church can save man and our world. His study was an expression of his configuration to Christ the Good Shepherd, who strives in all things to do the will of the Father, to practice the fundamental virtue of obedience. When Ambrose was chosen to be the Bishop of Milan, although he was a man known for his extraordinary skills as poet, orator, and lawyer, and for his courage and constancy in resisting evil, he was not yet baptized. Yet he was so known for his integrity of character and right disposition to the truth that the faithful insisted on his acceptance of the episcopal office. We must remember that Ambrose became bishop at the time of the full flowering of the Arian heresy, which denied that Christ was true God and true man. His predecessor in the See of Milan, Auxentius, in fact, was an Arian. At the death of Auxentius, a bitter struggle between the Catholics and the Arians ensued. The Holy Spirit worked in an extraordinary way to see that Ambrose would succeed Auxentius so that he might employ his gifts of sound reason and of courage to lead the flock in the way of the truth. As was only natural, Ambrose tried to resist his election to the episcopacy. But when he saw that it was clearly not only the will of the faithful, but God's will, he proceeded to request baptism and was consecrated a priest and bishop. Having spent his life as a gifted student of secular disciplines and as a highly respected civil authority, attaining the high office of governor of the large region of present-day Italy, Liguria and Emilia, St. Ambrose was not trained in theology. He therefore set about the study of theology, humbly placing himself under the instruction of St. Simplician, a learned Roman priest whom he loved as a friend, honored as a father, and reverenced as a master. He understood that episcopal consecration had conferred upon him the office which was also conferred upon St. Paul in extraordinary circumstances, and which St. Paul described with these words: "To me, the very least of all the holy ones, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the inscrutable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for all what is the plan of the mystery hidden from ages past in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the Church to the principalities and authorities in the heavens." By his care for the celebration of the sacred liturgy and for the catechesis of the faithful of all ages, Saint Ambrose truly introduced the flock into the great mystery of faith, into the great mystery of the redemptive incarnation, of God's immeasurable and unceasing love of all men. Through Saint Ambrose, many came to recognize the mystery of faith and to understand it more and more. And many were introduced into the very life of the mystery of faith through the sacraments. One thinks of Saint Augustine of Hippo, above all, who received instruction in the faith and the sacrament of baptism at the hands of Saint Ambrose. The saint's studies were undertaken with such effect that he became an outstanding teacher of the faith for the universal church and was able within a decade to purify the Diocese of Milan of the Arian heresy. His theological writings remain a guide for us today regarding many aspects of church doctrine and discipline. In a particular way, he teaches us the truth about the divine maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As we prepare to celebrate the Immaculate Conception of Mary, the mystery of God's preparation of Mary from the very first moment of her life to be the mother of his only begotten Son, we thank God for the example and intercession of Saint Ambrose, Doctor of the Church, for all priests and bishops in carrying out their fundamental office of teacher of the faith. Saint Ambrose was also heroic in protecting and assisting the faithful, not only by his sound doctrine, but by his pastoral action in the face of injustices. Throughout his service as bishop, he faced various and severe conflicts with the authorities of the Roman Empire, one of whom tried to reintroduce the Arian heresy by force into the Diocese of Milan. Often Saint Ambrose was threatened with violence and even death. He resisted, declaring to the people, "The emperor is in the church, but not over it." St. Ambrose was a good shepherd after the heart of Jesus, laying down his life for the sheep. He was no hired man who, when the sheep are threatened, leaves the sheep and runs away, abandoning them to be attacked and scattered both spiritually and temporally. Of particular note is his pastoral action in the case of a horrible massacre of 7,000 people in Thessalonica in 390, a reprisal ordered by the Emperor Theodosius. Saint Ambrose wrote a noble letter to Theodosius, exhorting him to penance and declaring that he neither could nor would receive his offering at the altar or celebrate the divine mysteries before him till that obligation was satisfied. The emperor, by the grace of God, accepted Saint Ambrose's admonition and humbly performed the necessary public penance. Regarding the entire matter, a biographer of Saint Ambrose concluded, "By this triumph of grace in Theodosius and of pastoral duty in Ambrose, Christianity was vindicated to the world as being no respecter of persons. Its moral law was shown to bind all equally." And the emperor himself testified to the personal influence of Saint Ambrose in it. "He was," he said, "the only bishop he knew who was worthy of the name. How important is the example and intercession of St. Ambrose for bishops and priests today? In a society in which the wholesale attack on innocent and defenseless life, on the integrity of marriage and the family, and on the very conscience of man becomes every day more fierce. We thank God today for the example and intercession of St. Ambrose for priests and bishops in their defense of the flock from the attacks of confusion and error and of violence and death. Dear brothers, as we conclude the time of strong grace of our priestly spiritual retreat, let us thank God above all for the gift of the priestly vocation, ordination, and mission given to us for the exercise of Christ's pastoral charity on behalf of all our brothers and sisters. Let us pray in particular through the intercession of Mary Immaculate and St. Ambrose, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, that we may fulfill with fidelity, courage, and generosity the office of teacher of the faith and defender of the flock. Let us now lift up our hearts, one with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus. In the heart of Jesus, let us seek the purification of everything which hinders us in carrying out the mission of the Good Shepherd to which we have been configured through the sacrament of holy orders. In the heart of Jesus, let our hearts be inflamed with the truth and love which alone is our salvation, the salvation of our brothers and sisters, and the salvation of our world. Heart of Jesus, of whose fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of America, and star of the new evangelization, St. Ambrose, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.